One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you want to hit it or should I?
I will.
Okay.
This is not clickbait.
Hit the intro.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Ba-bang, sis.
Welcome. I want to make sure I wasn't doing anything offensive. Does this mean anything?
Just literally lifting up two fingers.
Well, when I was dancing, I was like doing this. I didn't know if it meant some like wailed
if it
conspiracy.
Does, if it does, we aren't aware. But I'm sure it might offend someone.
It does look like a gun, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I was just trying to dance.
You might get canceled from it.
I wanted to make sure like when I don't know why Army Hammer came to mind.
Wait, when you have an Army Hammer moment, are you going to eat people?
No, I was going to say when I'm dating Army Hammer, but that's just creepy. Why am I... That's weird, because like he's just in a controversy, so I didn't want to say that.
Oh,
cut
yeah.
Cut this part out.
Didn't he want to eat someone's ribs?
But we debunked it on the podcast. I'm joking. No, we didn't.
I actually don't even know what's going on. But we already talked about it. That's all I know. He's eating people.
He's
but it's like a fetish, but then like some people are like, he actually did eat someone.
Yeah, because isn't it this sexual export... say that it's like an actual thing. Well,
oh,
not
like
to eat people, but like people want to eat people's ribs, but imaginary or something.
Yeah, something like that. We already covered it.
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't talk about it. I feel like I feel like people are watching like, boo, like you sound so, you like cannibals aren't supposed to be allowed, obviously.
Yeah, they are. Just kidding. Bro of the week time.
You didn't let the whole thing play.
It was 15 seconds. People got really mad last week when we let the whole thing play. So I cannot do that. But you guys, take a look at the bro of the week.
Oh, yes, honey. She sent it like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
she's fresh off the market.
We forgot to get a bro of the week. So we emailed like 9 people and she hit us back first. Sarah's a real one. Just... take a look at her in that hat, the necklace, the makeup's on point, the ponytail. That, oh my god, it's like multiple like bumps in the braid. I love that.
Oh yeah, multiple ponytails, as I call it. Some people don't call them ponytails though. I heard that like I said it once, and I remember someone said ponytail.
Wait, ponytail isn't a universal thing?
I think it's kind of a Midwest thing, if I am right.
Really? What else would you call it?
Because
hairline?
You'd call it a hair tie, I think. Because I remember I said it once and someone was like, what?
Ever
since then, I've been scowled.
Do people not say ponytails where you live? Let us know immediately. But Sarah is from the Patreon. She said, hi, you guys. Thank you so much for picking me. This has been the best day in literally a year and a half. Oh my god, she also just got into the school she wanted. You know what? Congrats, girl.
Because she's gonna become a middle school drama teacher.
Are you kidding? High School Musical, but it's gonna be middle school musical.
When I was in middle school drama class, that class was so much fun.
Oh, that is honestly, you're gonna just be, you might discover someone. And then
oh,
you can
yeah.
Have them, and then you can throw the big dramatic play at the end of the year, have all the theater kids fight over the main parts, cause drama. In drama class.
Thanks so much, Sarah, for being a part of this bro show community. And also, I'm glad we made you happy.
Oh, yeah. And congrats on getting into the school of your dreams, girl. And if you guys ever want to be bro of the week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and you can enter the national sweepstakes.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I do have a Yeti now. This isn't a Hydro Flask.
Now we can't get a Hydro Flask ad.
I'll still do a Hydro Flask ad. I'm down.
So why'd you switch to Yeti? We want to know the water bottle scenario.
I don't want to have any drama, but one of Yeti's slogans, if you don't know, for some reason, these are reusable water bottles we're talking about.
Wait, we need to point out something.
What?
Any environmentalists watching, I've thought this before. Lucas mentioned it a week ago, and it sparked how I thought about it before. Question. So if I get a reusable water bottle, for example, a Hydro Flask or a Yeti, and I keep it for 6 months, and I throw it away and get a new one, is that doing just as big as an environment? Okay, so if I just throw it away after 6 months, is that as bad as using plastic water bottles every day? Because I feel like making a Hydro Flask is like takes a lot of work and takes a lot of material. So I want to know if
I feel like it would have to be using the plastic water bottles multiple times a day. It would still have to be bad. But that's just my guess.
Yeah, that's what I would guess, but
You never know. Who knows? Maybe the Hydro Flask the Hydro Flask company is just using so many resources.
Because
you never know.
Because I've thought about it before, and I've thought, like, what if you need to use it for 5 years to, like, equalize the environment?
That would suck.
Why not use it for 5 years, though?
Are you just mad that I bought a new one?
No, I just want to know.
Oh, yeah. I did buy a Yeti, guys, just because you can put it in the dishwasher.
But now I want a Yeti.
Yeah, and their slogan is, why hand wash it like a Hydro Flask when you can just throw it in the dishwasher?
Nobody so that's needs how you more got
work.
It?
Yeah, they said nobody needs more work to do. And hell yeah, honey. I don't need any more work. Just throw it in the dishwasher. Good to go. Hydro Flask hand washing? No, but if you do want to sponsor the podcast again, we are down.
The thing about it is the slogan worked for me. I want a Hydro Flask now.
You mean a Yeti?
A Yeti. I still don't think I'd put it in the washer, though, just because I don't get it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I don't use the dishwasher, but I would if I used the dishwasher. Just because I don't use one right now, but later I am going to use one.
Okay, should we watch them? We had people on the Patreon send us in videos. We get a lot of emails from you guys, and they're great, telling us the drama in your life, asking a question, anything. But we wanted to see the bros' faces when they asked the question. So we asked the Patreon bros to send us in some videos. And also, if you aren't on the Patreon, email us a video of yourself. You could ask us a question, tell us drama in your life, tell us why your friend sucks, rant about McDonald's drive-thru lines, do anything, and we will watch it and maybe react to it on the bro show.
Yep, lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com.
So should we watch this, bro? I'm going to be seeing her face.
This is really intimate.
I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are kings. Love to be a bro.
I've never felt more like a king.
Also, I want to know what your actual favorite YouTubers to watch are. Like, your legit actual favorite. Mine are Colleen, Ballinger, you guys.
Oh, thank God she said
both
us.
Both your channels.
I was gonna get so mad.
And, like, commentary channels, like Cody Coe, Curtis Connor, Danny Gonzalez, Drew Gunnan, that kind of stuff. But what are your guys's, like, favorite to watch?
Oh my gosh. I love seeing the face as the question's asked. You know, we've done voicemail episodes in the past, but actually seeing the face, you know?
I know. It's like way more insane than a voicemail.
For you guys listening and not watching the YouTube version, she had two nose rings, cool hair, and just an overall bomb-ass vibe.
Yeah. Vibes are 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 100%. So she asked, what are our actual, genuine favorite YouTubers to watch? Let me think.
So this is drama-filled, because we have to say the YouTubers we hate, then, in this scenario.
Wait, what do you mean?
We have to say the YouTubers we don't watch, because when you answer your actual favorite YouTubers...
Oh, yeah, everyone else who's not named,
yeah,
you hate.
That's the thing, is that that's why it's scary answering.
I was trying to think of, like, who do I genuinely watch, like, every video they put out at this moment? And for me, it changes all the time. I'm a very, like, not loyal viewer, I feel like.
That's
like,
what I was going to say. I was going to say, I'm one of those people where if people's views fluctuate, it's because people like me. Because I could watch like four of someone's videos and then I'm just like, I like them. I follow them on Instagram, but I'm just not going to watch any more videos, most likely.
But the people I watch every video of are twins, Monica and Shelby Church. Because first of all, I watch their videos just casually. They do video. One of them's a realtor. One of them just like a regular YouTuber person, you know? But they do like these high budget videos on their main channels, and then they have vlog channels. So I started out watching the main channels. Then I watched Shelby Church's vlog channel where she was getting jaw surgery. So then like she always was talking about like, I'm getting jaw surgery, I'm so nervous. And like I was so invested, like, oh my God. And then I had to watch the whole jaw surgery process, obviously. I feel like I helped her through the process watching her vlog series. Like I feel like I was a friend, like
you were her therapist.
Yeah, I felt like I was like making her food, making sure she was comfortable during the jaw surgery, even though I was literally just watching the vlogs. And then also, now them as twins, they bought a Palm Springs house and they're renovating it. So I have to watch Monica's perspective on her vlog channel of the renovations, and also, you know, watch Shelby's perspective and just learn about the whole renovation.
Oh, okay.
I know. And even in that situation too, I feel like I also invested in the house. Like I'm stressed, like stuff is going wrong. Like the kitchen is a lot more expensive than we thought. And like the backyard concrete that they poured, like there was just drama that came along, and like we filled the pool and then we had to empty it and refill it again. And I am saying we, even though I'm just watching the vlogs, but it does feel like I'm involved. So those are people I actually currently I'm just like invested in their lives, you know?
Oh yeah. You're basically investigator.
Oh yeah, they're twins. I'm the secret triplet.
Okay, so when my first answer to this question was, I don't know. I just like watch when I go on YouTube. I just go on my recommended, but I actually do have an answer. But first, I'm gonna say what I was gonna answer. So I was gonna answer that. I just look up my recommended. Like for example, yesterday I just saw that one of Joe Rogan's. He has a channel just for podcast clips.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes I'm one of those impatient bitches where I'm not going to sit through 2 hours of people talking. So I'm just
you just want the highlights. Yeah.
So I watched those clips yesterday because he interviewed Elon Musk. So what I was just going to say, yeah, I did find out.
There's already clips of him interviewing Elon Musk. Didn't that just happen yesterday?
So since he signed to Spotify, I think they like organize everything super quick.
Oh my God, yeah, I want to watch those. But did Elon Musk drop any bombs? Like remember the first time he went on Joe Rogan's podcast, he was like, yeah, AI technology is going to take over the world and we're already too far ahead and there's no way to stop it.
Well, to be honest, I actually am going to watch the podcast, like listen to it. But with the one that I watched, I only watched one of them. Well, I kind of watched the other one, but I didn't fully watch it. But he said that he doesn't even think there's a point in looking into aliens because he said,
really?
He believes that there's aliens, but he doesn't think anyone has evidence because why isn't there, what I took it as was like everyone has a camera. So like, why isn't there like actual good ass footage of spaceships or whatever? But he said that.
That is crazy because everyone does have like a high quality ass camera on their smartphone or most people. So I mean, if they're flying in the sky, wouldn't someone have caught it?
Yeah. And then he also said that he also mentioned like alien civilizations. Mm-hmm. Maybe no one has aliens because no one's has seen aliens because every society that tries to see aliens, they always end before that ends up happening.
Wait, really?
No, that's what could be a possibility. So like, I
thought you meant that was like in recorded history, like the Mayans tried to contact aliens and then they ended right before.
Oh no! Like I think what he was saying was like the aliens' planets would try to meet us, but then
he said that's just like a theory.
Yeah, but I feel like he talks in this such smart language that sometimes I honestly am kind of confused with what he's saying.
Oh my gosh. But, I need to listen.
But what my answer is, Andrew Lowe. I do watch all of his videos. Like he did a French fry one a few weeks ago. I watched it. And then my other answer is Chris Clemens.
Oh my God. They're roommates.
Yeah. So I watched both them.
Oh my God. Jacob's fave YouTuber is revealed.
But Andrew Lowe like never uploads is the thing. He uploads.
He doesn't?
He does upload. He just uploads not as like, I guess I don't even have a schedule. So like, he just doesn't upload like consistently.
But
the videos that he does upload are good. So, yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Elon Musk literally has SpaceX, though, so maybe he's seen aliens and they told him, like, do not tell anyone.
Oh, yeah, but he said in the podcast that if aliens would rail, he would know.
Oh, and so he says.
So he basically said they aren't real.
Oh, my God. But what about the space thing that the army found?
No, well, he thinks that they're real, though. He just doesn't think that there's no.
Oh, but maybe he believes, like, that was just some weird, like, unexplainable.
Wait, what are you talking about? The army?
You know, like, the U.S. government had army planes found that.
They were talking about this San Diego army thing where they saw.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and he said. Well, like, he basically, like, because Joe Rogan mentioned it, and then he kind of just said, oh, yeah, like, he kind of just dismissed it.
Oh, my God. The literal richest man in the world says they don't exist, so obviously he's right.
But I still believe in them. Maybe he
could be wrong.
No, but like, I think he just thinks that there's no evidence to it. But they're still there looking at us.
What about all the documentaries? I'm just kidding.
They're remember that one documentary we watched?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I forgot what it was, but, like, he's, like, he was, the whole documentary was leading up to, I caught a photo of him. And it was a photo, it looked like a blow-up green alien in his backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God for MD Acne, guys. MD Acne is this podcast sponsor. Let me just talk a little about my skincare journey. I've always struggled with acne, other skin irritation. I remember literally being in middle school and having a goatee of zits. I literally had a goatee, not of hair, not of a beard, not of facial hair, of literal pimples.
What I remember is in sixth grade, I had a zit in the middle of my eyebrows. I honestly thought nothing of it. But then I got to school and a few people called me, they called me something with three eyes. And I remember being so embarrassed by it.
I know, and it sucks because our hometown where we grew up is a small town, and there was a dermatologist, but I remember to get an appointment with them was literally like half a year out because they were so booked because the town was full of acne kids like us. MD Acne has an app that eliminates all of those problems by analyzing your skin and delivering effective, customized acne treatment products with unlimited dermatologist support, offering the first kit for free. You just need to pay for shipping.
First, download the MD Acne app, take a selfie, the app will analyze your skin in a matter of seconds and deliver to your doorstep a complete kit of acne medications customized for your skin. The customized acne treatment includes a customized acne medication, cleanser, and a moisturizer. Order the first month's supply for free, just pay for shipping.
Founded by Dr. Yoram Harth, a world-renowned dermatologist, MD Acne was founded to invent a better solution for acne. And during the treatment, you'll get unlimited access to one-on-one dermatologist support with free fine-tuning to your product's formulations. Just go to mdacne.com/LucasJacob to download the MD Acne app, analyze your skin, and get your first month supply for free. Just pay for shipping. MD Acne sent us a whole kit, and the sunscreen is oil-free, and it's water-resistant, broad-spectrum, because even if you're just worried you have acne, you still got to protect your skin with sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, and all of their products are vegan, PETA-approved, cruelty-free, paraben-free, and non-toxic.
Thank you so much, MD Acne, for supporting the podcast.
Once again, it's mdacne.com/LucasJacob. Try it out.
So we talk about Gorilla Glue Girl.
Oh, yeah, this is all the talk of the internet.
Yeah, you guys, this week, a new star was born. Her name is Tessica Brown. So basically, if I understand it correctly, she wanted to hairspray her hair down, but she was like, why don't I just use Gorilla Glue? That would work better. It did work. It made the hair real nice and pushed down. It looked great. Only problem is no way to get it off because it's just like industrial strength.
Yeah, I haven't watched or read anything about it. I've just heard it. Like I've just heard you telling me about it. So, like, I'm excited to go into this and just tell about what's happening. But I will say that since this is such a big story, I remember when the Bad Baby thing was happening, a.k.a. Cash Me Outside Girl. She was all over the place for, like, a week. And then I remember thinking, oh, sure, like, because you know how people make internet moments into careers nowadays?
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like, oh, like, she'll be popular for the next 6 months. But boom, it's like 5 years later and she's 4 years or whatever, and she can still make a hit song.
Oh, that's crazy. So that's what I'm saying. Gorilla Girl.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I want to say is that I think Gorilla Girl, like, if you're watching, you should make a career out of this. Do a rap song, or like, you don't need to do a rap song. Make a YouTube channel or something. I just want to see you succeed.
I know, like, I'm thinking, like, she's in LA right now. Spoiler alert, guys, she did get the Gorilla Glue removed by an LA surgeon. She's in LA. Do you think the agencies are hitting her up and she's going to just next week be in a movie of Jennifer Lawrence?
I hope she has some
business. No, she should at least be in a hair commercial. Like, if I owned a hair company, get her in it, and then she can say in the commercial, like, don't ever try to put glue in your hair, Gorilla Glue, because this hairspray by Revlon works just as well. Revlon.
I always think, like, oh, there just isn't going to be another, like, viral thing. But it turns out there's always something that people are going to think is crazy. Like, so the thing is that we probably think right now, like, what else can go viral? But someone's going to end up putting slime up their coochie, and then that's gonna
God, I cannot wait till Slime Girl happens. Probably what? Already has happened. Actually, I interviewed Glitter Forever 17, and I think she said she was gonna do that on her OnlyFans.
Oh, put slime up her vagina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just thinking about one time I heard, this is so gross, it makes me so grossed out. Should I even say it, or should I not hum the viewers?
I feel like now you kind of need to say it because you've, like, built it up so much.
So I heard from one of our siblings. They just told me once they heard it in, I think it was Call Her Daddy podcast. So my sister listened to it, one of our sisters. And she told me that someone sent her a story. So this obviously could be fake, but they used mayonnaise as lube. And her vagina ended up getting gnats in it.
Knots?
No, gnats, like the bugs.
Gnats?
Yeah.
Ew, so like they just flocked in and she had like ant, like, you know when you spill juice that has sugar in it, like ants just appear out of nowhere? Like that happened, but in her vag.
I remember when she first told me about this, I forgot, like, I was gonna eat mayonnaise like a few hours later, the day later, and I was just like, I won't be able to eat mayonnaise for like the next week. And like, I know there's so many people that are like, mayonnaise is gross anyway, and like, I get it. It looks like just
pus. I love mayonnaise.
But I do want to eat it. Like, I get why people think it's gross. It just is pus.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, it's not pus.
It looks like pus is what I mean.
I love it, though. Like, I understand how someone could see mayonnaise, hear about it, and just be like, ew, you're so gross. But, like, I love it. It just is so good. But, so let's watch her first TikTok video. This was uploaded on February 4th. Currently, we're recording this on February 12th, so we are very behind the times. We're not hip and cool, but this is, we're going to watch the original TikTok that started the entire Gorilla Glue saga.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, y'all. For those of y'all that know me, know my hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. No, it's not by choice. When I do my hair, I like to, you know, finish it off with the little Got to Be Glue spray. You know, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used this.
Wait, pause.
Gorilla Glue Heavy Duty.
So when she said Gorilla Glue, I was thinking the Gorilla Glue that comes in a little tiny container. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
because
I think.
I forgot what I was doing that needed to get Gorilla Glued. Because when I heard this story, I was like, oh, this is what it reminded me of. So for some reason, I had to Gorilla Glue something, and it got on my fingers. It got, like, two on my fingers, and I remember it just, like, was so annoying. Like, you actually couldn't get off, but then it just peeled off a week later.
Didn't you Gorilla Glue your side mirror on your car on?
It wasn't Gorilla Glue. It was, like, equipment glue, but yeah. Oh, that's how trashy I am.
I think, like, this is the stage of what that is, though.
But yeah, like, I thought, because when I was thinking about my fingers, I was like, oh, it will come off after a week. But yeah. This is, like, way more intense than that scenario.
Bad idea. Yo, look. My hair, it don't move.
You know, I mean, it looks good, but I understand that, like, it's bad because there's no way off.
I washed my hair 15 times, and it don't move.
Wait.
Don't ever, ever use this unless you want your hair to be like that.
Okay, I feel bad for her, though. Like, that does suck.
Yeah, I'm glad she did a PSA. And also, I just, am picturing the uncomfortableness, because I just picture a whole feeling all here and just being like, it's like stuck to a skin.
I know,
and
like
that would just feel so uncomfortable. I've never felt it, but just the imagining it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, so I looked up Gorilla Heavy Glue Duty Adhesive. They said it says on here, it's for, in 30 seconds, it can bond virtually anything, including mirrors, drywall, landscaping, marble. You can just adhere a marble countertop with this.
The thing is that, so spoiler alert, a doctor ended up fixing it, but how did he fix that? Like, how did
should we
he,
find out?
How did he undo the Gorilla Glue? I want need to know.
Luckily, there's a whole news clip, Inside Edition on YouTube. We can find out what happened. But think about the beauty of the internet, you know? Like, people say TikTok, all this is people dancing and, I don't know, doing nothing. But it saved this girl's hair. Imagine if there wasn't the internet, there wasn't TikTok. She would have just complained to her friends and family.
And also,
she never would have been discovered by this Hollywood doctor to save her.
And also, she would have went to the doctor maybe a month after. Maybe the doctor would have been like, we literally can't do anything. Go back home. But since the internet's around, she has way more abilities.
I am glad she got it removed, though, because by the tweets I read and stuff, I thought it was literally going to have to be like, you have to cut off the skin. That's what I thought.
Oh, well, I still don't get how they did it. Like, did they do that?
Let's find out. Time to find out, bro show family.
A big day for the woman who put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
First of all,
the woman who
Inside Edition gives me like
a lot better
gives me
today.
Like bad vibes.
Here's Tessica.
Why?
Because every time I see Inside Edition, it's the most scary thing. like this is honestly sad what I'm about to say, but I remember watching TV once. I think it was Inside Edition because they have a show or something.
Yeah.
And it was about this girl that was like dead in a suitcase, and it's like, that's so
Wait,
sad. But
are you talking about JonBenet?
No, it's just, it was when we were in California like 2 years ago, and I was like, this is so sad. And like, but okay, Inside Edition just, yeah, is scary to me.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, back to Gorilla Glue hair nightmare.
No more rock hard glue.
I mean, that's got to make you feel good, right?
It makes me feel awesome. Awesome.
The 40-year-old mom.
I'm glad she's happy.
Wacky commercials.
Gorilla Spray Adhesive for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Shampoo, and even went to the emergency room, but nothing worked until Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Michael Obang offered to help. Tessica flew from her home
in Indiana.
Oh my
God! It's showing her landing at LAX, and she is swarmed by paparazzi. I love how it's gotten to this level. Like, there was a hound of just media waiting for her to land.
Wait, so doesn't this prove that she got signed to an agency or something? Because wouldn't they have called the paparazzi so it would cause more
maybe
press?
I feel like maybe the plastic surgeon did.
Oh, that
he was like,
too.
Okay, I'll buy you a flight. And then he calls on the paparazzi like, oh, make sure to tell him you're going to my plastic surgery office.
Oh, yeah. Like, if she didn't get this for free, she for sure did, though, I'm assuming.
She better not have paid.
Yeah.
Because the publicity that surgeon's getting. Like, now if I ever have a glue problem, I'm going to him. He's the first one I'm going to. But I love that she's getting swarmed by paparazzi.
How are you holding up, Tessica? Where she got a COVID test before undergoing a procedure to dissolve the glue using a concoction of medical-grade adhesive remover, aloe vera, olive oil, and acetone.
Why? It looks so painful.
The process took 4 hours, and you can see
4 hours it took.
Okay, that's it. Tessica, you did.
Emotion. Talk show host Wendy Williams.
That you got your...
This is me.
Bet she doesn't do that again.
Okay.
Oh, so thank the Lord.
The thing about it is that it was like an actual procedure because she had like IVs, a thing up her nose, whatever you call that.
Oh, yeah, but I guess they just used medical grade adhesive remover, aloe, and olive oil.
So it
if any so of you guys are out
though.
There might be people out there who have been in the shadows, had Gorilla Glue in their hair for a decade and not told anyone. I feel like everyone in their family is like, your hair's so good. It's so shiny and slicked back, but they just never told anyone because they were too embarrassed to admit they put the adhesive that's supposed to be used for construction on their scalp. But here she is. You guys just use some aloe vera and acetone and olive oil, and it'll get out of your hair. I promise you.
Well, I don't know if you should be doing that at home, but I guess you could try.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was going to go on Botched. Because you know they always have like those viral people on there?
Oh, yeah. But this was just like right away.
I guess technically she wasn't botched, though, is the thing.
I just like this does give me a lot of hope because in a way it proves that anything is possible. Because Gorilla Glue, what I think is, oh, it's stuck to me. It's never going to get
out. Forever.
But it proves that anything's possible. And also, like, God bless. I said God bless last episode, and I was like, why did I say God bless? But I'm saying it again. So, yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like, have I ever used anything, like, sort of in that vein? Like, something that you aren't supposed to use, and I accidentally used it?
When I was little, I don't know if I put it in my hair, one of our siblings, or you did or something, but there was gum in my hair.
Did the peanut butter work to get it out?
I forgot how it went down, but... Yeah, it came out of my hair. I remember I was like, oh my gosh, this I think
also
sucks.
Didn't you eat too much toothpaste when you were like a baby?
At least I don't remember that, but
I think because I'm pretty sure mom had to call poison control when you were a baby.
For real?
It was either you or one of the other younger siblings.
I think you mentioned this like a few days ago to me.
Yeah, but you probably don't remember, but yeah. Like you were like really drugged on toothpaste.
One of the greatest wonders of the world is when do you first start remembering things? Because if that did happen to me yeah. I have no recollection of it. Because when I was little, like by little I mean when I was probably like 6 years old or seven, I remember just like thinking sometimes, wait, like when did I start actually knowing what I was doing? And then I remember like thinking like, wait, so I just popped out of the ground one day and then I like remembered stuff from that day on. And I remember like being so curious.
Popped out of the ground. Like you're a hatch.
That's what I pictured when I was little. And then I remember watching Tyra Banks and she said that there's some kids that like just people when they're grown up, they actually have like all the memories.
Even from like coming out of the vag or C section?
That was an episode of one of her shows.
Oh my god. Do you have like a first memory though?
No, I don't have a forced memory. I could like guess when I started having a memory, but I don't have like a specific forced one.
Yeah, the first memory I can ever remember is like that I used to have this white and yellow blanket. I remember being wrapped. I remember like seeing that blanket and being on the living room floor. And like I don't know if in the memory, I don't know if like if I was like just crawling or what, but like I remember like being on the floor and like someone had to come get me.
That was the memory?
Yeah. But I don't know if that was just a dream.
How
you know?
Young were you?
I feel like when you think of memories from those days, though, like it could also just be a dream. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, guys. This is, and also like, so I'm not like a psychologist or anything, obviously. But have you ever like, not even when you're a kid, but when you think of a memory from when you're like 13, do you ever sometimes think, wait, was that a dream though? Because that sometimes happens to me. And then like once I think about it, I'm like, oh, that was actual life. But it feels like so long ago that sometimes I just think like it could be a dream or something.
Oh yeah,
maybe dreams are just so real that they just become memories.
You never know. But there was two documentaries that came out in the last week. What was happening?
Oh, I just was about to sneeze, so I back up.
But there's two documentaries: the Free Britney one and then the Eliza Lamb documentary. We watched both. Jacob actually only watched half of the Eliza Lamb documentary because you had to take the emergency exit out. Like, if it was a haunted house, the documentary, you had to take an emergency exit halfway through.
Yeah, I didn't. There was four episodes. It was a Netflix documentary. I was excited for it. But I watched the first two episodes, and I think the reason why it scared me so much was because I live in an apartment right now, and I had to drive home. So... First of all, driving home in pitch black is scary. Then there's an elevator that I sometimes use, so that scared me.
Oh, yeah, because the whole Eliza Lamb thing is...
But not only that, like, it just is scary. I think in any scenario, I wouldn't watch the rest of it. Because not only the Eliza Lamb thing, the documentary, I liked how they covered everything about the hotel, but that's what made it more scary. Like, so, should we just talk about it then right now?
Oh, yeah, if you don't know, everyone's probably heard of Eliza Lamb, but it's the girl who was found in the water tank of a Los Angeles hotel, and, like, there's the infamous, like, creepy elevator video that went viral, like,
yeah,
four,
I feel
like 7 years ago or something.
Yeah, and people in the hotel started saying, like, this water tastes weird, and it ended up she drowned in the water tank.
Yeah, no one knew where she was. She was just a missing person, but, yeah, then people in the hotel were like, the water's coming out dark. And, like, it also tastes weird, and it's just not clear at all. So then they investigated the water tank, and were like, oh, my God, this missing girl is in here. And they actually interviewed in the documentary two people who were staying at the hotel during that time.
Oh yeah, I was there for that part. That's so and the people that they interviewed, that they said that they drank the water, and then it was a couple and one of them said like it actually like scarred me for life.
Oh yeah,
she literally like at the end of the day, you drank someone's blood, like, and it was, you didn't. It was just I don't know. It's weird.
I wonder, like, do they have like PTSD whenever they go to a hotel now? Like, are they just like, do you think they just don't go to hotels, like only Airbnbs? Because like, I would just be so grossed out. So basically, it was so interesting though, because they really went into the history of the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, and like, it, the whole history of it, how like when it was first created, it was kind of like luxurious in a way, because it was way back in like the 19, like way before 1950.
Oh yeah, and they built it with 700 bedrooms, so like people travel. So like the basically, wasn't it always supposed to be like kind of like, so, like a cheaper hotel?
Yeah, like it wasn't supposed to be like super fancy. It was like somewhere you could go. But then over the decades, it just kept getting more and more run down. And if, like, and they said in the 80s and 90s, it was just like a free for all in there. And this guy who used to stay there in the 90s said that like the higher up on the floors you went, like the scarier it was. Did you watch that part?
Yeah, he said like there was no stories that he told, but he said on like the top 3 floors or 5 floors or something, that's where like if you went up there, like mortals were staying in those rooms. And like he said, I think there was like kind of like to be scary, but he said that like if you went up there, like you would get beat and then thrown out the window.
Oh yeah.
And there was a story about a girl who got thrown out the window. Was that?
No, I think she did it herself.
Was that suicide?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what scared me about the documentary, was this hotel was like absolutely terrifying.
Yeah,
like,
there's so many horrible things happened there.
Suicides, mortals, and just like people dying there, and yeah, and just scary.
If you watched the other Netflix documentary, The Night Stalker, he stayed there, I guess, and they were saying that like it was just basically a place where like the scariest people felt comfortable staying. But I'm not, they like bring so much more evidence about the whole Eliza Lamb case, but I'm not gonna spoil it in case you guys want to watch.
Oh yeah,
it was really interesting. But it was like more, like it started out being scary because of the way I edited it, but then by the end it was just like sad, you know what I mean? Because, like, it stopped being, like, oh, this creepy online video, and you actually, like, learned about her and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Are you ever going to finish it?
I feel like I know enough.
Yeah, I feel like I had to finish it, though, just to find out what happened.
No, I realized after watching the 2 episodes that, I mean, I probably won't follow this, but, so, like, for example, we watched a scary movie last Friday. But it was, like, a Netflix scary movie, so it's like, okay, this isn't even scary. Literally never thought about it since. So, like, I can watch scary things, but with true crime-type stuff, I feel like I just am not going to watch stuff like that because it's too real.
Oh, yeah, because it is real.
Yeah, and I realized because, like, I just was scared. And, like, when I got to my apartment, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I just was like, thankfully. Like, I know, like, obviously I'm over-exaggerating just a little bit, but, like, I was just so scared. But, yeah, it was a good documentary. They're like, God bless. Netflix, like, is doing good shit.
But,
no, but, yeah, like, Lucas explained to me the 2 other episodes, and
can't spoil it, though.
I know, and I know more about it, so, like, I'm glad that I know more.
Oh, yeah, so you kind of just don't have to watch it now, yeah, because I explained it.
Yeah.
But there also was the Free Britney documentary, which was so good.
Oh, yeah. It, like, gave me so much more insight. Because all I've heard was, like, I never really looked that much into it. I just saw, like, a few tweets and stuff. But watching that gave me, like, so much more knowledge about it. And how, like, I don't know, just how dark it can
be. But it is crazy that, like, when a documentary happens, I feel like then finally, like, something happens. Like, with the R. Kelly thing, like, for years and years, he was just, like, everyone knew kind of about the allegations, but he just was going on. But then once the documentary happened, that's when, like, all of a sudden the law came in. And that sort of is happening with the Britney thing. Like, now that the documentary happened and, like, everyone watched it, like, it sort of seems like stuff is actually progressing with her whole case.
It seems like every day there's, like, a new, there's a new story about, like, either like something about the case.
Yeah, I think the judge or whatever said that she doesn't have to. They're like moving forward with removing her dad as the conservator.
Oh yeah, that's what I saw today.
Yeah, it's crazy. But also, if you want to learn more about it, I watched a YouTube channel deep dive. They have like a 6-part series on it. If you want to like really go in depth.
Oh yeah, did you watch all 6 then?
Yeah,
I haven't watched that yet. But, yeah, I'm, I, Yeah, it was like super interesting. And also, there's just so many like effed up things about it. Like, I didn't know that. So when she goes to court about this, like, it's worth that she has to pay for everyone's lawyers.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
like so interesting to me.
Yeah, it's the
like,
people that she's like going against.
Literally, like, all of her money is being like, not all of it, but like so much of her money is being like wasted for other people's attorneys and shit.
I know. I just hope that like her dad gets removed and then they can figure out like, does she even still need this or like what's the best next step, you know?
Yeah, that's what I want to have too. Like, I want to like have more clarity about the situation.
But those are two great documentaries if you guys want to check them out.
I love watching documentaries. Like, oh, a few more great documentaries out. Because when you first got HBO Max, I, like, watched so many. There's a good one about child stars. Except these child stars that they interviewed. Well, there was actually some. But, like, one of the more interesting ones to me was this child star where his mom went to LA with him. And he wasn't famous. So it made it more interesting. Like, oh, this
oh,
like...
Oh, what's the documentary
some
called?
Some people... Because you know how, like, there's obviously a lot of people trying to make their kids become child stars, but not
yeah.
I forgot what it's called, but if you type in, like, child stars HBO movie documentary, it will pop up.
So it just followed multiple people who tried to make it?
No, it followed one person like that. And then it followed someone who, I guess, was the first child actor ever.
Really?
Yeah, from, like, the 1930s or 20s. And then it followed, like, a few people that...
And he was still alive?
From modern day. What?
He was still alive? Like, the, in the 1920s?
Oh, it was a girl. She was alive, but then when the documentary aired, they said she died, so rest in peace.
But it wasn't yeah. Shirley Temple?
No, I guess there was someone before her.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
But yeah, it was super interesting. And then also, I feel like so many people have heard about this, but, what was it called? Oh, the one about the Adventure Park.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that on the podcast before.
Action Park. We have talked about that. Mm. Oh, yeah. With our mom. Yeah, that was super interesting, too. It's probably a few more that I forgot.
But someone sent us an email saying all Chick-fil-A workers are gay? So obviously I had to open it up immediately.
This is a theme on the podcast because we talked about how at this one Chick-fil-A we went to, everyone was gay.
Oh, the one in Hollywood?
Yeah, by everyone, like, people wearing pride hats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like. But, so, basically, they emailed us and they said, I had a dream about the three of us last night and thought it might be interesting to you guys and the podcast listeners. I can't remember it completely because it's a dream, but this is what I do remember. All three of us were at Chick-fil-A filming a video for Lucas's channel. The idea of the YouTube video is that we go to Chick-fil-A and act like all the workers are gay and see how they react. Specifically, I remember ordering a milkshake and then making a comment like, aw, I love that all the workers here are gay. And then Jacob would go up and order and be like, so you guys are all gay, right? The reason why this is so funny to me is like, imagine that YouTube video. Like, what? It's just so funny because, like, you know how in dreams, like, in her dream, that probably made total sense, but like, that's a funny thing of a video where, like, we're just going to pretend everyone's gay here. Like, that's the prank.
Yeah, and when I first saw this email, like I could picture it.
Just sounds thing. So uncomfortable.
So, like, I couldn't picture us actually doing it, but I could picture, like when she sent it, I was just picturing us going up to the workers and being like, saying it in the most passive-aggressive voice, though, saying, like, I love that you guys are all gay. Like, just making it seem like it's so uplifting and stuff when in reality, like, they aren't all gay.
Like, I'm not going to do this YouTube prank because it just sounds... I wouldn't be able to handle the uncomfortableness. But I need to see someone brave enough do this. I mean, obviously, it isn't nice to just tell people their...
Oh,
tell,
yeah.
Make up people's sexualities. But, like, now I just, like... I feel like I need to see what would happen.
Oh, I feel like a YouTube video that would get millions of views would be... So, this would obviously be, like, scary to do. Like, I wouldn't do it. But it would be called, okay, telling people they're gay in the most homophobic town in America or something.
And seeing what they do?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
or
so funny.
Telling
just, like,
people you're gay.
Causing drama.
So, like, go to the local Walmart in wherever that town is and just saying, like, I feel like you're gay. And just see how people react.
I feel like it'd be so awkward because everyone would be like, if you said, oh, you said saying I'm gay?
No, like, that'd I feel like so you're funny. Flipping the table, though, and saying you're gay, I feel like.
That'd be so awkward because I feel like so many, like, in this situation, this shit play thing, I feel like people, like, if you said, I love that everyone here is gay, I feel like this, be like, huh? They'd be like, oh, we aren't, but, like, we're, like, okay with gay people. Like, it just be so awkward, like, trying to make a moment happen, and they're like, oh, like, we're not gay, but like we accept other people.
I know, like this dream is hilarious. It just be so awkward.
But I love how they shared us. I love how their subconscious mind came up with that dream.
I know.
Thanks for sharing it. And maybe one day we can make that dream come true and film that video. Somebody also sent us one that they're suspecting that their boyfriend is a liar.
Okay.
Do you want to hear more?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so they said, I'm 25 and my boyfriend is 26. We've been dating for 7 months. Our relationship is going great, besides one thing, the bedroom. Over the past few months, when our previous relationships have come up, I've started to notice his stories are always a bit inconsistent. And they're changing a lot. Like what he's, like basically she's saying like his, sometimes they talk about like previous things they've done sexually, I guess. And his keeps on changing. Like he says like, oh, I lost my virginity when I was 17. And then like 2 months later, they bring it up again. Like, and she's like, oh yeah, I lost my virginity when I was 15. And then another time it's like, I lost my virginity like in my 20s. Like it just never adding up. So she's like, it's weird. Like why such a random, like if you don't, there's no need to lie, you know?
Yeah.
So then she said, I have known from the start that I'm his first serious relationship, but he claims he is very experienced sexually. Whenever we were first becoming intimate, the first few times he would get nervous, and one time even said, I'm calling it, right before we were about to have sex, which led to a huge fight. But I don't know what that means.
Oh, so like...
Wait, what does that mean?
When I heard it, it reminded me of like someone saying like, oh, this is over.
I don't get it. Oh, is that what that means? Because she said like they were about to have sex, and then he would say, I'm calling it. But then like she would get mad because she said like, is something wrong with me? I didn't know what that meant. Oh, you meant like, oh, I don't want to do it?
Yeah, when I... Like, I don't know where I've heard this one, but I picture, like, him, it means, like, oh, this is over.
Like, oh, this so she was just, like, confused because, like, she was just scared, like, oh, my God, like, is something so gross with me that, like, he keeps being, like, oh, like, ew.
Oh, yeah, so, wait, so is this the end of the story?
Well, then she said, like, our relationship is pretty serious and everything's good, but she just feels like, he's lying and it's obviously rooted in insecurity. And she thinks, so basically she's saying, like, she thinks he might be a virgin, but she just doesn't know if, like, she doesn't get why he would lie about that, because, like, she'd be down if he was.
Okay, so I feel like this is what's up with the story. Maybe he's not, like, fully, he wasn't fully a virgin, but maybe he's mostly a virgin or he hasn't had that much sexual experience. So even if you said you're okay with it, he's just embarrassed.
Yeah, it's like, she's
oh,
right. Like,
you're
he's probably
experienced
just,
and I'm not, so it's kind of just embarrassing.
Yeah, he's
so,
probably just, yeah, insecure. And also he's 26, so maybe he's like, oh, by this point, like, I should be more experienced or something.
Yeah, and then also, like, with the lying thing, like, maybe sometimes he's like, oh, like, I'll just be honest. Like, it happened when I'm 24. And then sometimes he's like, oh, 17, to make it seem like he's such, like, a badass.
Yeah, so edgy.
Yeah.
But,
That's what I'd guess he's a virgin.
She did say, like, we have a similar sense of humor. So they joke a lot in their relationship. So she's like, should I bring it up in, like, a joking way? Or she just wants to know, like, are there any suggestions of, like, how do you bring that up? Because that is awkward. Like, if you catch someone, like, with inconsistent stories about anything, like, how do you bring it up? Because it just is awkward. I guess maybe... You just have to, though. I feel like if I was her, I would just have to be like, why are you lying? Like, you don't,
like,
need to.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'd bring it up in a way that isn't joking. Like, but
yeah,
not too serious. But
oh,
I
yeah,
like,
if you're joking, it almost is more annoying. If you're like, LOL, remember when you lied about your virginity so many times? And it's just like, oh, like, and then just so. But then maybe that is a way to bring it up. How else do you bring it up?
Wait, that's what I was going towards. Like, if you say it in a joking way, I feel like it would, like, annoy the person even more. Because it's like, oh, you've been thinking, it makes it seem like you're poking fun at them or something.
Oh, yeah. But how could you bring it up naturally? Maybe you could do, like...
Let me think. Well, maybe you could do a joke, I guess.
Or you could just say, this is kind of awkward to ask, but you could just be like, oh, what's the story of, like, how you lost your virginity or something? Or say, oh, tell me it again if you already said it. And then just, like, listen to the details. And when one of the inconsistent things happens, say, like, oh, but last time you said it, you were this age, or it was like this, and then just maybe be like, oh, by the way, like, you don't have to lie. Like, I honestly don't care.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that's a good scenario, because then it's kind of like you guys are both on the same road. What do people say?
Or you could just never bring it up and just have it hidden under the rug and just always have it in the back of your mind but never directly confront it.
People always say people need a little bit of toxic in their life. So maybe this can be your little bit of toxic.
Just push it under the rug, you know?
But I would want to know, so I would ask.
I'd be annoyed because I'd be like, wait, is he lying about everything?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I honestly wouldn't even, like, care, like, okay, he just has this little lie. But then it would make me think, like, oh, but, like, what else are you lying about, though?
Yeah, because, like, you lie about one little thing, then it becomes easier to lie about everything. And then before you know it, like, he has a secret family in
Georgia. But then also, like, that whole way of thinking, like, it's like if I, like, said, yeah, I have 3 belly buttons, but I only have one, then it's like, he's lying about everything. But what if I'm not? So but I could be.
But I guess if you're someone who's just going to randomly say you have 3 belly buttons, you probably are the type of person who would just lie.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe it's just, maybe you're down to date a
liar.
I honestly don't know. I would ask. Yeah, ask and
Well, if you don't care, don't ask. But it seems like you care. So, I don't know.
Yeah, good luck. Good effing luck. Okay, should we move into Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, yeah, Honey Boo Boo.
So we actually might have some drama. So basically, Honey Boo Boo came up on my For You page on TikTok, and she was doing it to this audio that was like, I'm the queen, all these other bitches, like, you'll never be me. And then the caption was like, yeah, like, I'm famous on here now. And I went to her profile, and, like, she actually was, like, blowing the F up, getting so many followers. But the tea is, we can't find her profile anymore. Did it get deleted?
And the thing is that Lucas sent me the link to this TikTok a few days ago.
Yeah, because I
clicked
I sent
on
it.
It doesn't lead to anything.
Because I sent it in this group chat we're both in when I saw it. Because I was like, oh my God, you guys, Honey Boo Boo is blowing up on TikTok. But then now, yeah, there's no way to click on it. What happened to her TikTok? What did she get so big that Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's mom, made her delete it? What's going on?
Yeah, it doesn't lead. There's just spit on your lips. So I just wanted.
Oh, is it gone?
Yeah. I want to know the tea behind that. So I would assume TikTok wouldn't delete all account, but what happened?
I know, I'm annoyed.
Did she just get like, was she just embarrassed or something over TikTok?
I'm annoyed because we're on her Instagram and I was hoping she would have like an Insta story explaining it, but she does have a story tab called publicity. Should I click on it?
Yeah, I want to know what. Wait, was she on Toddlers and TL, by the way?
Yeah, and then she had her own show. Oh, this is just like photo shoots.
Does oh, and then any, there was a joke on the show where when a train passed, they would say something.
Oh, because it lived right next to a giant train.
Yeah.
I loved the original Honey Boo Boo show. So look at her. She has eyelash extensions, long nails.
I've never seen what photo grid is. Like, because I feel like that's kind of like an old-timey Instagram thing. That's funny.
How old is she, though, now? Like, is she like...
I feel like she's still so young, because when that show was out, she was probably like 10 or something. I don't know. I would guess 15 or 16. Probably 15.
I need to find out now. She is 15.
Because if I was Honey Boo Boo, for my 16th birthday, I would just like waste all my money on a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. Do you think she could
buy
like a Lambo?
Well, if she does have enough money to buy that. And then I just say, yeah, guys, rich.
Yeah, so this is just selfies so far. She is like, I love her vibe. Like, she still has the exact same vibe as the original Honey Boo Boo. Like, I'm a bad bitch, like, get away, you know?
I know, I want her to release a song.
I know. So yeah, she isn't addressing it, guys.
Oh, and then she's promoting the new show they have.
Oh my God, should we watch this?
I hit rock bottom. You don't know how many nights I cried myself to sleep. I know that I was selfish, and everybody deserves a second chance. I just hope it's not too late.
Mama June, Road to Redemption.
Oh my gosh, so she promoted that show. And the rest is just selfies. No info on why the TikTok was deleted. Or maybe it isn't deleted and we just can't find it.
Well, I clicked on the link and it led to nothing.
She has merch. Hey, guys, I extended my shirt sale. Back it up, boo-boo is the front. And then the back says Honey Boo-Boo.
Oh, so we always say boo-boo. Do you think it's because we hold it in Honey Boo-Boo? So boo-boo, boo-boo?
Maybe. She might have started the whole us saying boo way too much.
I know. Honey Boo Boo still has like a cool-ass vibe, though.
I know. I still know she's going to take down like the rap industry or something.
I'm like so excited for her future.
No, she already has a shirt. Where's the whole fashion range? Where's the shoe line? Where's the cologne range? The perfume. The perfumes.
Yeah.
We need it all.
Just the whole entire sales collection.
Honey Boo Boo Honeycomb? Like,
oh,
she just
honey?
Sells, like, honeycomb. Like, you know, the ASMR, they eat the honeycomb.
Oh, yeah, she could just have her own honey brand.
Oh, my God. Honey for skincare.
Oh, Honey Boo 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 Bandages.
Honey Boo Boo Bandage for when you get a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Put a little honey on it, and all the band-aids are infused with honey, and you can make up something where, like, it's a natural remedy to cuts.
Yeah, and I would believe it, because people use honey as, like, a face mask, so.
Oh my god, it probably does boo-boo something. Mask. Boo-boo, you need a... Boo-boo, your face could use it or something like that could be the slogan. Honey boo-boo mascara. Like, she needs to get on
I
it.
I bet she's working on it right now.
I love that.
I would guess. Yay!
Is that the end? All right, well, I think that's it for this bro show.
Yeah, we learned a lot. Honey boo-boo.
Gorilla Glue has been removed from Tessica's hair.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to say, like, I don't want to be disrespectful anymore. I'm going to say her actual
name. Oh, yeah, I just guessed the name.
I know to say Gorilla Glue Girl. I'm going to actually say Tessica. And then yeah. Also, what else?
We need to deep dive investigate why Honey Boo Boo deleted her TikTok.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a
I really hope it's
that.
Not as simple as we just didn't type it in wrong. We typed it in wrong
I
in the search.
I clicked the link, though.
I know. Oh, you're right.
It led to nothing, so...
So don't come for us. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our main channels, follow us on social media so you can see a little bit more of us throughout the week.
And bye. Thanks for listening or
watching.
Thanks
for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.